They were on the floor of the plenary. And then as Jeff and I share some reflections as well, there'll be pictures of synods, so you can see those as well as the reflections.
As a member of Grace United Church of Christ in Lancaster, Ohio, we have a church mission and vision statement of experiencing God's grace, seeking God's mission, sharing God's love. And one of the ways that we have been doing that in our community is to show that we are the hands and feet of Christ, to be an advocate for those who are in need, and that is specifically in the area of child welfare. Every year in April, Child Abuse Prevention Month on the national level, and our local child welfare agency holds an abuse prevention walk. Members attend to lend our voices, our advocacy, to help those who are in danger, who are our least, who are most vulnerable in our society. That's one of the ways our church demonstrates how we experience God's grace, how we seek to be part of God's mission, and how we share God's love.
Mm-hmm. Your turn. So as you notice, it was Johanna's voice, and it was on the floor of Synod, which was really, really neat.
I'll try to talk. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Awesome. So part of the church is learning and learning new things. And Peyton is learning a job that is a little difficult. And he's doing a great job, though. So about 3,000 people from around the United Church of Christ came together to represent about 900,000 people from the United Church of Christ in Baltimore, Ohio. That would have been amazing. Baltimore, Maryland. And we were able to worship together, to talk together, to struggle together on issues that face not only the church and the spiritual issues that we face in our daily lives, but also things that impact the lives of people around the world and around our communities. We met mission partners from around the world. We met our partners in other denominations who came together to celebrate with us and to struggle with us. This was the 60th anniversary of the United Church of Christ as we came together to celebrate our 31st General Synod. Now, synod is a word we don't use a lot. It's an old, old word. Basically, it means a group of representatives for a great number of people to come together and talk and to be the church. And we do this every 2 years, and it's energizing, and it's exhausting, and it's wonderful. I've been to 4 synods. Mindy has been to more synods than most people there. I think she grew up in a synod. But we wanted to share the things that we took away from this. For me, it showed me not only the importance of what the United Church of Christ is for us as members of that church, but as that progressive voice, that loving voice, that caring voice for people that don't have a voice in our country and in our world, and that we are willing to say, we will walk where Jesus is already waiting for us. And the theme of this conference was, make glad the city of God, and a river runs through the city, and we celebrated. And so a lot of the songs we sang, a lot of the scripture were about water and rivers, and about refreshingness, and about baptism, and about how we have been called not only to remember our baptismal vows and promises, but to take that plunge and to jump into the water. I came back feeling amazed and thrilled and very proud of my church. But the one thing I took away from it was not only was there a huge group of people, about 5,000 on Sunday worship, not only the great talents of ordinary folks, but also famous people that you would see on television that are part of our church that took time to come and be a part of that. But the biggest impression that came to me was the power and the importance of the local congregation, that we come back from Synod feeling really like we've been to a party and celebrated a lot, but we come back here this is where the work of the church is. And that's what empowered me to come back and say, you know, we've got to do more. I heard young children from Chicago talk about their friends who have been shot and killed by gunfire. And they talked about how that needs to change in their city and their community. Every day they face that. It's not something that we fear so much right here, but that is a part of our church. Those are our siblings in Christ. We heard about people that are struggling in rural areas, in urban areas, but it always came back to what their local church was doing. So it was really wonderful not only to see our one-minute video, but to see the videos of lots of churches from all over the place talking about how they welcome people into their church. One person I talked to talked about how we talked about being an immigrant welcome congregation and a denomination, how we can welcome people that are afraid for their lives and afraid they might be deported and afraid that they might be killed if they're sent back to wherever they came from or wherever their families came from, but they've never been there. And one family says, we now have people living in our church. This is their home. And that was so powerful about how even touching one life makes such a difference. The local church, we are called to be in this congregation in the same kind of dialogues. How do we impact the lives of the people around us? How are we that voice of Jesus, a Jesus who is inclusive and welcoming and challenging? And how do we take that gospel, that good news, to the people in our community? We have a few more seats here. I think more people could come and join us. Don't you think? We've got to find a way to do that. So what I'm hoping we do the rest of this summer and the rest of this year and beyond is to start having those conversations. How are we going to be that voice? How are we going to be those hands, those feet, those hearts that open to the people around us? I've talked to a few people over the last few weeks. They're looking for a church like ours, and they're wanting us to be the people we say we are. I know we can do that.
And thoughts. I have been to quite a few synods. So has AJ. And to see him on the stage in front of the thousands of people that were gathered to be asked to do that, he was honored and represented Grace. In the bulletin it said, A.J. Lacefield, member, Grace United Church of Christ, Lancaster, Ohio. Lots of thoughts and images go through my brain. There were lots of tears, lots of laughter. There was some silliness. You saw that silly picture a little bit ago. That was a lot of the Central Southeast Ohio Association folks that were gathered for Synod. There's the plenary hall, and then there's also the exhibit hall. The exhibit hall has all kinds of vendors and church-related institutions that are there to share and to teach and to show what the United Church of Christ is a part of. It's sometimes a bit overwhelming to be there and to not know, like for the first time, to not know what to expect or what to do. Being the moderator, I tended to have a little bit more work to do among our delegation of 65 delegates from around Ohio. I wanted to make sure everybody was doing okay, make sure everybody knew where they were supposed to be next. If you were a first-timer, it's really difficult to know exactly what the parts are that fit together. Committee work is another really important part of General Synod. The resolutions come out, and then they're given to a committee, and this committee you're assigned to randomly. The committee I was assigned to had to do with disabilities. And as we continue throughout the summer and the fall, I'll be dealing with all of the resolutions. Each week we'll talk about a different resolution. But the resolution that I was a part of was the disabilities one, about helping folks and being a church that stands up for folks who have disabilities. Now, there was one word And these people that are, there's probably 30 to 40 that are assigned to every committee. And there was one lady in my committee that got hung up on one word because she didn't know what it meant. Intersectionality. It's, just take it apart, intersection. It's the intersection of everything that comes together. And it is a civil rights word that's being taught today to our young people as they continue to grow. And this woman didn't have a clue what it meant. And so she got hung up on it. And she's like, well, we can't have that word. Well, it slowed the committee process down quite a bit, where my committee had to go back. Most of the committees were done the first day after 3.5-4 hours. Mine had to go back and do the next day's worth of committee work because how one person can hold up the committee work. But it was good that we had to, because when she came back after the next day, she had done some research on that word, and she had talked to some millennials, and she learned that it is a word, and it is an important word as part of being justice-oriented. Just a small snippet. Jeff took one of my thoughts that I was going to talk about because it was so meaningful. There were 5 to 8 young people from Chicago that stood on the floor of Synod, and the entire Illinois delegation stood with them, and they talked about what they experience daily. Most of the youth that stood there were people of color. One young man, his brother, had been killed on the street corner last year. These are all folks who attend a UCC church in Chicago. And they didn't stop and let the pain of what their lives are about stop them. Their challenge to themselves and to those of us that were there were to talk to the youth on the street corners. Talk to the people on the street corners, because maybe if they talk to them, they'll feel the community and the grace of Jesus Christ. They could have gone into balls and not come out of their homes, but they talked about how it's scary, but they want to be the disciples that Jesus has called them to be. The other really poignant part for me was about the youth again. There's youth at Synod, and there were probably 80 to 100 youth that were in a program called Youth at Synod, and they worked with 3 resolutions. And they studied those resolutions, and then they spoke on the floor of Synod about what they learned about the resolutions and made it part of their lives. They got angry, too, at some of the delegates and some of us, because somebody said that they were the future of the church. The youth are not the future of the church. They are our church. They are the present of our church, and we need to continue to help them to grow. There's fun things that happen too. You make good friends, you see people you haven't seen in a while. There's silliness, as in the ducks. But it is a grace-filled time that is the work of the church. As the local church, we are called to be the voice of God in this community. We are re-energized, we are renewed, and we are challenged. God calls us to be the church together. So as we continue to go through time, through the weeks and the months ahead, you'll hear more parts of what happened, more images, more reflections, and more work as we work together to be the grace, the unfailing grace of Jesus Christ. That's why this text meant so much, and I read it out of the message. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. We kept company with Jesus during General Synod. We learned the unforced rhythms of grace. So let's here at Grace United Church of Christ continue to learn those unforced rhythms of grace and walk and keep company with our God, our Savior, Jesus. Amen.